Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, July 31st, 2020. State Tax Revenue Update, COVID-19 Impact, July 30th, 2020. Public Health Emergency, on March 17th, 2020, Governor Kim Reynolds issued a State of Public Health Disaster Emergency Proclamation in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Among other actions, the proclamation closed restaurants, bars, fitness centers, theaters, and casinos, and prohibited public gatherings of more than 10 unrelated people. Department of Revenue Actions, on March 19th, 2020, and in response to the governor's proclamation, the Iowa Department of Revenue issued an order granting deadline extensions for filing several types of annual state tax returns and also delayed the tax payment due dates associated with the tax returns. That delay applied to individual income and business income tax final payments. The department also initiated an application process by which businesses could apply to the department for a delay in remitting to the state the individual income tax the business had withheld from its employees and the sales tax the business had collected from its customers. In addition, on April 9, 2020, the department issued an order that temporarily reduced the amount of quarterly estimate payments that some individual and certain business taxpayers are required to make. The order applied to quarterly estimate payments due from April 30, 2020 through July 31, 2020. State Tax Revenue Update. The chart that accompanies this fiscal update article depicts Iowa annual gross and net gross tax receipts minus tax refunds issued, tax revenue calculated as a 365-day moving total. The time period depicted is June 30, 2017 through July 30, 2020. All state general fund tax revenue is included along with tax revenue deposited to other state funds like the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund, gambling tax, and the road use tax fund, motor fuel tax, and the sales tax on vehicle purchases. Tax refunds also include the transfer of 1/6 of the state sales tax to finance local school infrastructure. The graph shows that the total annual tax revenue, both gross and net, began to decline around April 8, 2020. The following table that accompanies this fiscal update article provides a breakdown of major revenue and refund sources. The data used to develop the table includes state tax deposits and tax refunds issued from March 19th through July 30th for calendar years 2019 and 2020. Over that time frame, net state tax revenue declined $350.4 million and 10.7% year over year. Much of the significant decrease experienced over the period resulted not from the business closures, job losses, and other impacts of COVID-19, but instead from the tax due date delays. A brief explanation on the significant changes in state tax revenue over the period includes: individual income tax declined $154.6 million or minus 11.7% over the period. The large decline is due to the delay in the due date for final tax year TY 2019 tax return forms and payments from the usual date of April 30, 2020 to July 31, 2020. Traditionally, the state has received a large influx of these payments starting around April 15th. This year, the payment deposit amounts have been lower, and this is likely the result of the due date delay. The delayed federal income tax due date of July 15th has passed, so deposits of Iowa individual income tax final payments have been coming in at higher rates than usual during July. The delayed Iowa income tax due date of July 31st for tax year 2019 tax returns is expected to result in another large influx of final individual income tax payments, and those will be deposited during the first week of August. Individual income tax withholding increased 0.9% over the period. The single factor keeping withholding tax revenue from experiencing a significant decrease is the transfer from the Unemployment Trust Fund of income tax withheld from unemployment payment checks. That source has provided an additional $75.1 million for the state general fund over the period when compared to last year. Tax refunds for the period were lower by $27.3 million, providing a boost to net individual income tax receipts. This year, the Department of Revenue issued tax refunds earlier than last year, so more tax refunds were issued prior to March 19th and fewer after that date. Corporate income tax declined $43.3 million, or minus 12.6% over the period. The department's order delayed the due date for TY 2019 corporate income tax final payments to July 31, 2020. Since payment during the period generally represents TY 2019 activity, the majority of the revenue reduction is not the result of the recent economic situation. However, a portion of the decline in corporate income tax could be the result of the current economic situation, as corporations may have lowered TY 2020 estimate payments made during the period. Sales/use tax declined $41 million, or minus 4.6% over the period. Other general fund taxes declined $19.9 million, or minus 9.5% over the period. The majority of the decline was in insurance premium tax receipts. Since the recent biannual payment due from insurance companies is based on calendar year 2019 activity, the decrease in insurance premium tax is not the result of the current economic situation. Bank franchise tax deposits have also declined over the period. Fuel tax declined $13.1 million, or minus 5.4% over the period. Vehicle sales tax fee for new registration declined $13.8 million, or minus 9.9% over the period. The tax is generally collected by counties when the vehicle is first registered by the new owner and is remitted to the state around the 10th of each month. The May 10th deposit in 2020 was $22.9 million, while the same deposit in 2019 was $35.5 million. The June 10th deposit in 2020 was $28 million, while the same deposit in 2019 was $37.6 million. The July 2020 deposit made up for some of the reduction over the previous 2 months, as the July 10th deposit in 2020 was $42.6 million, while the same deposit in 2019 was $34.1 million. Gambling tax declined to $67 million, or minus 59.8%. The governor's March 17, 2020 order closed Iowa's state-regulated gambling casinos. The reduction in gambling revenue is a direct result of this action. The casinos began to reopen starting June 1, 2020. 7 weekly deposits have been made since the industry reopened, totaling $39.2 million. Deposits on similar dates in 2019 totaled $35.8 million. Some portion of the revenue reduction experienced since mid-March will be a real reduction in tax collections, while some portion will be the result of tax due date delays initiated by the state. It will not be until the delayed tax payments have been deposited that the economic impact of recent events can be reasonably calculated. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Jeff Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-4614.